They've seen crazy stuff out here. They've seen things wandering around. You know what I mean?
Welcome to another episode of Silicon Valley Front Row. We are right here in Nevada at the start of the extraterrestrial highway, Highway 375. We're going to be journeying towards the city of Rachel and see how far we can go to reach the famed Area 51. For your background, this is a top secret military base that's been secreted for a very long time. It has been acknowledged by the US government about 10 years ago or so, but it's still a mystery of what happens there, and there's no way to get in and out or to get more information. We'll try to go to the city of Rachel and to see if we can talk to people and find out more information. So we drove about 60 miles on the ET Highway on Highway 375 Nevada until we reached the city of Rachel, and which is the closest city to Area 51. It borders Area 51 on one of the edges here. 1.3 miles down the road, we're gonna go there next. It's a dirt road that goes to one of the gates that enters Area 51, and we'll see what happens. We'll see how far we can get, but we'll do that in a minute. Until then, we want to visit this store. It's Alien Cowpoke.
Before we visited Alien Cowpoke, which has a gas station in addition to the store, just down the street was the famed restaurant, bar, and motel called Little Alien. Now, the city of Rachel has a population of about 60, so it is not the kind of place that you would get lost in. We talked to several friendly people at Little Alien, but the owner told us in a very nice way that because of so much media attention, they no longer allow taking videos inside or even outside on the property. So we're not able to get any interviews, but we got these pictures from their walls inside the restaurant. One seems to be a very detailed satellite image of the facility, Area 51, and it includes, at the bottom right corner, alleged operations reported, such as reverse engineering of alien spacecraft, development of energy weapons, time travel, and so on. Of course, we cannot verify any of this at this time. The second picture shows several experimental aircraft allegedly developed here, which we assume can be easily documented. The third shows a poster showing a craft and the words antimatter reaction gravity amplification interstellar craft. Apparently, this craft was one of the nine that were being back engineered at this facility, according to Bob Lazar. It looks like the poster was signed by Bob Lazar himself. What's interesting is that on April 3rd of this year, so just a few days ago, a new movie on Area 51 was just released on Amazon Prime. It's called S4, The Bob Lazar Story. I haven't watched it yet, but it sounds like it's narrated by Bob Lazar himself.
Sebastian, well, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, tell us, how long have you been here?
We've been here a few weeks. We just moved here from Alberlin, Minnesota, and it's been nothing short of an incredible experience being here.
Yeah.
Meeting people from all over. First 2 days, Switzerland and Ireland.
Wow.
First 48 hours, you know, and that's...
So there's a lot of tourists, right? A lot of people
coming over. A lot of
tourist
fluctuation coming here.
It's mainly for Area 51. They want to go see stuff.
Yes, yes. Mainly Area 51 and people traveling from California that end up coming down through this way. But almost always they want to see something Area 51 for sure.
Tell us a little bit about what you know of why this place became famous. You know, it has to do with Bob Lazar and him exposing
back, and that was, what, 1987 when he started his beliefs. I believe that kind of put the place on the map. I think it was extraterrestrial highway before he ever did that, so I definitely think there was stuff going on before he started whistleblowing. But I've heard a couple of crazy stories about stuff going on out here. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, being here a couple of weeks myself, I haven't seen nothing but the bombers flying over.
Well, tell us the bombers. So,
and these are some of the stuff that's flying over is stuff that's been out of order, that they say doesn't fly around no more, that these jets don't. But then you see them out here come right over the top of you. So that's probably the zaniest thing we've seen so far. Is our
and
own military
very
stuff.
Very low, right?
Very low. As you've seen, I showed you the one video, and that was probably, I'd say, maybe 200 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And that's one of the highest flyers I've seen since I've been out here. Other than that, it's right over the top of us, you know? So it's been very interesting in that way.
Any other stories that you've heard of?
I've heard good ones, and I don't want to piffle repeat other people's stories locally.
Yes.
But they've seen crazy stuff out here. They've seen things wandering around. You know what I mean? The shapeshifter belief is as well out here. I unfortunately have not seen it. I'm itching for it bad. Yeah. I do want to see it, you know, but I'm careful about what I wish for as well.
Yes.
But as far as I've seen so far, there's just. It's these everywhere. It's our crafts.
It's all, our own military.
It's testing. Our own military all over the place. Yes. You know what I mean? Not seen nothing too crazy yet, but I'm really hopeful. Yeah. Very hopeful. So
Sebastian, thank you so much for your time. It's an amazing story. We'll check it out. We'll
absolutely
see some more
take a look around, brother. Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are here at what is called the back gate or the north gate of Area 51 or Groom Lake. This is the one of the entrances, and we took about 8 miles to get here from the main road from Highway 375. And this is what it looks like. We have a lot of barbed wire, some installations here, cameras, a lot of warning signs, not to trespass, not to go in. It's a US Air Force facility. So there you have it. This is the famed black mailbox where Bob Lazar in the early 90s first reported or whistleblowed this information about Area 51. And this is where he would bring people, he would meet with people to talk to them about it, this black mailbox. And right to my left that way where that FedEx truck is going right now is Area 51 behind that mountain range. There's a lot more to talk about this, but we're going to end it here. If you have any comments, any thoughts about Area 51, about the mysteries behind it, whether you think indeed alien spacecraft has been reverse engineered there, as Bob Lazar has indicated, has whistleblowed, or what else could be stored or inside Area 51, Groom Lake, please let us know in your comments. Thank you again for watching an episode of Silicon Valley Front Row, and we'll see you next time.